Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
Cherokee Nation, a.k.a. Morgan Township, has a sectional semifinal home date with Gary 21st Century tonight. If they win that game, there's a possible finals matchup with powerful Marquette Catholic on Saturday. This comes just a little more than a week since they won the Porter County Tournament. As a matter of fact, the Morgan Township boys also won that tournament, marking the first time in over 30 years that Morgan Township won both the boys and girls tournament in the same year. So, let's take you back to the interview we did with girls basketball coach Scott Adams about a special season for Cherokee Nation.
Yeah, it was. We had a really good JV team from last year. They were also the PCC champions for the JV division. We had a really good freshman team come in as well. They were undefeated as eighth graders. So we had a lot of talent come into the program. But our whole summer, we played a 30-game summer season, and we spent it pretty much entirely on offense. Just kind of, like I said, missing 90% of your scoring. You know, we had to fill up a lot of missing points. So. That was kind of our strategy going into the season, is if we could get our scoring back to where it was last year, and then once we started practices, to kind of start on our man defense and kind of buckle down on that part of it. But I think the summer work that the girls put in really paid off in the tournament.
Let's talk about the fourth quarter in that championship game. Tight game, you guys blew it out afterwards. Yeah. Tell us how that happened.
Really through three quarters, we just couldn't get anything going. We play a pretty open game. We kind of let the girls play, kind of spread the floor and let them use their talent. But for the first three quarters, they kind of kept us guessing. They kept throwing different defenses at us. And I think we just kind of figured it out in the fourth. We spaced the floor. We were making the extra pass. And we got real hot and, kind of exploded there in the fourth quarter and pulled away.
The young lady we'll talk to in a couple of minutes. Let's talk about how important she is to your program.
Yeah, she's a senior leader, captain. She was a champion last year. She was one of we had two returning main players from last year's team, Ann Marr and Kelsey Lemons. Ann actually tore her ACL the second game of the year. So Kelsey was a real big part of our leadership coming back. She's our best defensive player. We always stick her on the other team's best player. She actually had to guard Charlesworth, who is known as the conference best player from lacrosse. So she did a good job keeping her at bay, and when we couldn't get our offense going, Kelsey did a good job keeping us in the game and not letting Charlesworth kind of run away with it.
You also have the Queen Bees on this team, yeah. The sister act that also got it done for you Monday.
Yeah, they've been playing awesome this whole season, especially Talia of late. She's really been coming on. She's a great scorer. And I think everyone's starting to see that. And her sister is just so athletic underneath the glass. So typically if Talia doesn't put it in, Sahara will come down with it on the offensive end and stick it in for us. So, them two together have been really our 1-2 scoring punch all season. And then, we surround them with shooters like Emma and Kelsey. And we can really get going like we did there in the fourth.
Before we let you go, you win the Porter County Championship. The boys win it the same day. What does that mean for this school and for the program?
It's awesome. I don't think either of us were predicted to probably win it this year. We usually practice after the boys, and Coach Braden really gets on them, so it's nice to kind of come in after them. They set a really good tone for us, and we see how hard they're working every day, and I think it kind of trickles down into our practices when we watch the boys going so hard for 2 hours, and then we come in right after. So, I think hopefully we got the program, headed in the right direction, and we can keep this momentum going into next season and future seasons after that.
Congratulations, sir.
Appreciate it.
That's Morgan Township girls basketball coach Scott Adams joining us on Lakeshore Sports 219. I'm Tommy Williams, and we're done for now. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We appreciate it. God bless you. We will update you again Monday. Have a great weekend.